A very warm welcome to all of you to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast. This is your host, Dr. Vignesh Devaraj. First of all, this is my first episode of the year 2023. So I'm wishing you a very wonderful Happy New Year, and let this year ahead bring you a lot of healing, wisdom, experiences that brings in fulfillment, lots of love and happiness. Some of you might have already listening to this podcast for a very long period, but some of you who are listening to this for the first time, this is an episode almost after 2 months. Now, I took a conscious break of 2 months for personal reasons, just to navigate how to deal with the post-COVID life that has come back. Of course, it's so good to have a life where it was like pre-COVID. But during COVID, once the lockdown hit, that is when I learned what the podcasting tricks are, what it means to do a podcast, what it means to interview a person, the beauty of having discussions, interactions with insightful minds to understand what it really means to heal, and also to share the experiences of my own doctor's life of healing patients. Now, just before the lockdown was called in 2020, almost 2 years before, sorry, 3 years before, my life was from morning till evening, I was engaged with patients, and it could be helping a patient to recover from pain or making them realize what the diagnosis is. Now, as I always say, being an Ayurvedic doctor is being a doctor of leftover patients. So these are patients that used to come as a last straw hope. They could have been diagnosed with an autoimmune conditions, and they go to Google and realize, oh my God, I don't know how to deal with this, and that could have created a Google anxiety and they would come. So in some people, it could be helping them to alleviate their pain. Some people, it could be making them realize it's not as bad as you think and you imagine. In some people, it could be helping them to lose weight. Some people, it will be helping them to enhance the quality of their sleep, and so that they can get back in the morning in a very wonderful, healthy state of energy. In some people, it will be to help them to come out of burnout. By the way, post-COVID and during COVID, burnout is one of the conditions where I dealt with a lot. In some of the people, it could be as basic as, I want to be able to be flexible and move. In some people, it could be as high as, I want my fat percentage to be less than 10. So, during COVID, all my interactions with in-person patients came to a halt, at least for 5 to 7 months soon after the lockdown was called. So that was the time I was learning, okay, suddenly it's like, in Kerala, we do have shutdowns during summer. Like you're watching a movie and suddenly the current or the electricity just goes off and suddenly there is a pause, darkness or silence. It had a similar feeling. Suddenly you are going and loving what you do, helping your patients, and then suddenly there is a pause. And during that pause, it also helped me to reflect, what is it that I'm doing? Where am I? What is my dharma? And yes, now people cannot travel, people cannot be in person close together unless you are into an emergency ward. And being an Ayurvedic center, running an Ayurvedic center, it had its limitations because it was not considered as something that is essential in the beginning, but then later on, the government and many people realize how this is actually enhancing people's immune system and their ability to fight some of the so-called concerns of virus. And in such a state, that helped me to realize your dharma is not just limited to one fine aspect. Yes, in-person consultations, people coming for treatments, it really helped. You really had that feeling that you are in touch with the patient and you are able to contribute in changing that complete scenario of that patient's problems. But suddenly, when it comes to online, it took some time for me to realize what it means to pursue your dharma online. And then I realized how wonderful podcasting can be, how wonderful helping people through online consultations can be, and how powerful even doing online webinars can be. And now, suddenly, well, it is not suddenly, but over a period of last 7 to 10 months, the borders are opened and more people are coming for in-person consultations and more people are coming to my retreat, Sitaram Beach Retreat. For those of you who are listening to this episode or podcast for the first time, I also run an healing center called Sitaram Beach Retreat, where we bring in the medical approach of Ayurveda. So here, when more people started coming, I'm trying to navigate what it means to have the blend of the online world and the in-person world. I don't like to call it offline, because our mind is always online when you're alive. So this in-person and the online world, I'm trying to navigate. So I took a 2 months break just to see how the way forward. So now we will have an episode every Thursday. It could be an experience that I'm sharing, or I'll be interviewing a very wonderful, inspiring personality, sharing about healing, sharing about the knowledge of medical innovations. So once again, I welcome you all to Ayurvedic Healing and Beyond podcast. Now, in today's episode, I would like to discuss what it means to heal. Now, many people, for them, when I ask them for the first consultations, like when they come to Sitaram for 2 or 3 weeks, I ask them, what is your health goal? Why are you here? What is your purpose? There must be some expectation that made you come here, some problems that made you feel this is not something that I want to continue. So what is it that you would like to change and improve and enhance in your life? And what I've realized, it varies from person to person. So at the same time, there is an underlying factor in that variedness or variety. For some people, as I mentioned before, it could be to get rid of the pain. Some people, it could be like, I want to be flexible. I want to look myself the best in the mirror. I would like to lose that extra weight. And for some people, it could be, I'm tired, I'm having brain fog. Some people, it could be a mental issue, depression, anxiety. For some people, it could be allergies. For some people, it could be, oh, I want my hot flashes to go away. For some people, it could be, oh, I'm having water retention. Some people, it could be, I want to improve my bowel movements. I want to improve my digestion. I feel bloated. It varies from person to person. Now, in Ayurveda, we have this concept of Guru Rogi and Laghu Rogi. Now, Guru Rogi means a person could have a huge problem. Like he or she could be just having an accident and would have gone through a fracture, or if they are even diagnosed with a very terminal disorder or a chronic disorder. But they would talk to you like, it's nothing, it's just a common flu, I would get out of it. And that is a Guru Rogi. And on the other hand, you'll have a Laghu Rogi. It is like, maybe they felt there is a slight change in the texture or the color of their skin, and suddenly, oh my God, this could be cancer. Doctor, can you help me? Is there something terribly wrong? And their anxiety would go over the roof. Or they would be suffering with a minor pain and it feels like the world has collapsed in front of them. So this is a mindset. Some people are Guru Rogi, some people are Laghu Rogi. And as a doctor, it's very important for us to identify which category, to what extent is this person a Guru Rogi and to what extent is this person a Laghu Rogi. And accordingly, this also helps us to guide them in their protocols. It's not just prescribing one pill. You know, in many patients, it could be prescription of an Ayurvedic medicine, or it could be a therapy in Panchakarma, like in Shodhana therapies or Shamana therapies. In some people, it could be a lot of changes in lifestyle. In some people, we even recommend, please, it's time to quit your job or change your job or talk to your boss to change what you're dealing with in your work. In sometimes it could also be changing your relationship or getting into a new relationship. Many times I've seen patients coming and telling who were a patient with me, and we tried a lot of things and it didn't work, and they tell, oh, I changed my job and now I'm feeling better. Oh, I divorced or separated from my ex-relationship and now I'm feeling way better. Or sometimes that could also create a problem. Oh, I got fired from my job, and that could have created a lot of other issues. So healing, it varies from person. Now, if you look at the word heal, it also comes from the word holy. It is to be connected with the entire cosmos or universe, or the element that is responsible for the entirety of our creation. Now, that heal is also a state where our resistance is no more or least. where I don't have any resistance. For example, for some people, getting into shape means I want to have the least fat percent. And for some people, getting into shape means, well, I just want to fit in that dress. For some people, being pain-free is to have that state of no resistance. And for some people, just getting up in the morning and being able to walk is a state of no resistance. So if we have to express the idea of healing, it is a state where there is least amount of resistance in the body and in the mind. So there is flexibility in the body and flexibility in the mind. And in order to have flexibility in the mind, being in a pain-free body, being in a less heavy body, being in a body that is not hypersensitive, it really helps. And the other way around too. When your mind is relaxed, when your mind is having the least resistance, our body also feels relaxed. Now in today, especially during the lockdown, one of the biggest problems that I had to deal with the online patients and also the patients that are coming after the COVID is people really forgot what it means to relax. And that is where burnout is happening, chronic fatigue syndrome is happening, endocrine discrepancies are happening. Somewhere deep inside we forgot what it means to relax. We always have to be on the edge, on the fight or flight mode. So healing also means learning to let go, learning to relax. It's not just about losing weight or being pain-free. And every symptom of the body is the way or the language of the body to communicate what is wrong. And symptom is the code word of our body to express something needs to change. And as a vaidya or a doctor or a physician or a healer, the duty is to make the patient realize what this language of the symptom is. What is the code? What is the action signal of the symptom? For some, it will be, I have to prioritize my sleep. I have to let go of certain addictions. I have to let go of certain things that I love to do, but it is not contributing to my healthiest self. Rather, it is on the long term making me sick. So heal is a very comprehensive an umbrella term. It could be a spiritual meaning, it could be a physical meaning, it could be something as basic as, oh, I would like to just feel good. So that is what this heal is. So every Thursday we will come up with episodes, interactions on healing. It could be about how to enhance your productivity, how to enhance your overall energies, how to enhance your immune system, how to enhance the quality of your sleep, and understanding what it means to follow and surrender to the circadian rhythm, and what are the principles that I mentioned in Ayurveda to surrender to the circadian rhythm. In fact, one of the foundations of Ayurveda is to surrender to the circadian rhythm. And when we say circadian rhythm, it means following the movement of the sun, that we are up at the sunrise and we are going to sleep post sunset. However, people listening to me from Europe, and if you're listening right now in the next few days after this episode is released, this is probably winter in your place, and sunrise will be post 8 or 9 and sunset will be at 4. So if I get up at 10 and if I go to sleep at 4 in the evening, this may not make sense. However, the idea of Brahma Muhurta, which is to be up by 6, and if you can go to sleep before 10 p.m. or latest by 11 p.m., it makes such a powerful change in your hormonal releases and also improving your vitality. There are various studies on that, so we will be discussing on that. And we will discuss on communication. And when we say communication, understanding the body symptoms. And also to learn how to express your feelings in a way that doesn't have to hurt. So all these are parts of healing. And being a vaidya is making a person to realize what is the next best step to let go of that resistance. And what is that next best step that is in my control? We can't change the weather if it is raining, but we do have the possibility to have a raincoat and be in a surrounding where we can also enjoy the rains. So that way, healing is a very polyfactorial concept. So I wish you a very wonderful new year, and each Thursday, we come back again. Thank you all and wishing you the best.